Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, you ask and we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start out with Momo's dad on Twitter. Momo's dad asks, Joe and John, what would you consider your greatest accomplishment to date?
Oh, come on. That's not
what do you mean, come on? That's a good question.
Well, it's an interesting question, but I struggle to want to answer that. I mean, even though I'm sure there's a supreme answer in there in my life somewhere, I'm not going to pat myself on the back, so.
Oh, yeah, you never do that.
No. John, do you want to
It's not your style. This is like a wheelhouse for you.
No, it's I'm a score a touchdown and toss the ball to the referee guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a spiker.
Bang!
No, well, that's.
That's what you do.
Well, that is what you do.
That is damn impressive.
Well, frequently I am. I agree with
man?
That.
Me.
I agree with that, too. John, do you have an answer on this one?
I mean, I think my answer is a little bit, little cheesy.
Being a dad.
My kids are doing great.
Good for you.
They are doing great.
That's great.
And I'm really proud of that.
That's good stuff, man. And see,
you made a joke out of it, and Richie gave a really heartfelt, answer.
He
and
did.
You know, now you look like that.
Well, he did something really smart. Also, he complimented others.
Yeah.
In the midst of complimenting himself as a parent. So, you know, that was an interesting approach.
Well done.
I have no such Okay, fine. Many people out there think I'm a good guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Good job. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Now after that very, very sweet one. How about this from the text line? What is your biggest pet peeve about each other?
I'm not going to answer that on John. I'm going to answer it about James.
Oh, great.
I'm going to give you my biggest pet peeve of James.
Great. Thank
and
you.
And by the way, this is like a fact. James struggles to listen without talking with frequency, especially when, John, he really, really wants to say something.
Mm-hmm.
He turns the ears off. He turns the mouth on. Now, right now,
I think that
he's playing
a lot.
He's playing the good guy
for
of not
everyone.
Saying anything because being called on the carpet about this very issue. But, James, would you agree that you – and, by the way, if you don't agree, I can get Spike Eskin on the phone and we can get his opinion – that there are times when you yap when it's time to listen?
Sure. I think that's something that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
You do it more than most?
I don't know if I do it more than most.
John,
it happens for everyone. and especially in what we're doing. Especially in what we're doing. You feel like
I love you, James.
I like how you just took a shot and just out of nowhere to come at me.
The question is,
what's your biggest peeve about pet peeve? And you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a shot at James.
Going after James.
I could list like 15 pet peeves about you, but I wouldn't.
John,
that's not my style.
I'll turn it around on Joe and also compliment him.
Ooh.
You are the only person I have ever met who chooses not to learn. Like, you choose
Great
to not
yeah. You literally
expand.
Just did it last segment.
Yes.
You're like, I don't want to look at a picture because I don't care.
Exactly. There is no inquisitiveness. There is no desire
no intellectual
whatsoever
curiosity out there.
To expand your horizons in any way.
I'm not interested in the subject
and
matter.
And I can't believe
just
it.
Just to be clear.
I can't believe it. It drives me crazy, but at the same time, I also think it's very helpful for what
it's
we're
good
doing.
For the show. I mean,
you like to rip me? Oh, fair enough. Well, by the way, it was a rhino. Couple of people got to me. It was a rhino.
So you thought a platypus was a rhino?
In that,
you thought
in
it was
that
the
realm.
Same size as yeah, a rhino.
Like I told you, a big bulky dude.
Rhinos
boxing.
Are like yeah. No. The most dangerous animals yeah. on the planet.
Yep.
Platypus is, you know, nice. All right. Patrick Whelan wants to know, when does Christmas season officially start for you?
Oh, that's super easy. When you wake up on Friday morning after Thanksgiving. Simple as can be.
I started it early this year. I put my tree up like November 6th.
I won't do that.
Something yeah. like
it
that.
It starts December or December 25th. No. And it ends December 26th.
No, not correct.
We've been very excited about it.
Oh, yeah, listen, I love Christmas. Christmas is the best, guys. Man.
As soon as you can get those things up, you can. And I think I told you, I went to the mall on Black Friday.
Yep.
Went to the mall on Black Saturday, and I loved it. And it was crazy.
I enjoy it
too. Congested.
Yeah.
That's big.
The hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
James?
Eric Heritage on Twitter wants to know, if you could do a lie detector with any sports figure in history, who and why?
Oh, man. What comes to mind quickly for me? I mean, I thought of Bonds, but I don't think so because you just know where the answer is going to go. Jordan comes to mind on a host of levels. the retirement, the gambling. Just so much on Jordan. Belichick comes to mind.
Belichick, Super Bowl
yeah.
39.
I think I'd say Jordan because I'd find it a little more interesting. There's so many ways you can go with Jordan. I think I'd probably say Michael Jordan.
Belichick, Super Bowl 39.
I know.
Could lead to a reversal.
Another banner at the link. I know.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, they probably did cheat against the Eagles. James, let's do one more.
Wouldn't want a banner for that anyway.
No, you wouldn't want a banner. Yeah. But
all right, last one.
Take a ring.
From the text line. I'll bet you would. Is there a time? Just ask Howard. Is there a time? Is there a time on air that you guys all specifically remember as the quote unquote funniest or best time you ever had on air?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I think I've got. I hate to say it, but I think it precedes our show. I'm just going to say that.
Wow.
Well,
ouch.
there was two times in my life when I could not stop laughing to the point where we just had to go to a commercial break. And one of them, I'm not making this up. You're going to hear a name. It's a real name. John, it's not a fake name. We were in a conversation. I think it was something about like steroids and the Olympics. There was a guy about 20 years ago that worked for the IOC. And I say this guy's name in a sentence, and my co-host looks at me with a look of horror, like, he can't believe I just said the name. He was a big-time executive. His name was Dick Pound. Okay, I'm just telling you, the guy's name was Dick Pound. And I said the name, like, without even thinking. I was like, there's a blah, 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 and Dick Pound, and blah, blah. And my co-host looks at me, and he just, like, after 5 seconds of, like, a horrified look, he just bust out laughing. I bust out laughing. Dick Pound is in the air. And, like, after about 2 minutes of like giggling, we just literally had to go to a commercial. We could not speak.
Yeah, sometimes it gets contagious, like a yawn.
Yes.
Yeah, like when you cursed on the
internet.
Yeah,
I think for me, that's the one that sticks out.
Without
and it
a
wasn't
doubt.
It wasn't just what you said, but it was how you looked.
It was his reaction, him going pale white
in
so
your
scared.
Eyes. Yeah.
I was so
the
so
scrambling
scared.
To dump himself.
Yes.
And it was so unlike him. It's so unlike Joe to be unprepared for a moment. You know, it's like he lives and sleeps and breathes like preparedness. That was just so off character.
And there it is. And with that, we shut it down. All right, to the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony in South Philadelphia. How you doing, Anthony?
Joe, how are you, buddy? How you doing, Johnny?
Doing great, Anthony.
Joe, it's nice to know you're such a humble human being.
Thank you, sir. I would. It's not my style to, you know, compliment myself.
No, it's not. Well, I do want to know which got me concerned about the Eagles. I think you already know my answer. It's Gannon. And I want to see this week if he repeats the same mistake he made against Washington, not loading the box and forcing Tannehill to beat us. And he's probably going to get attacked the same way Green Bay attacked us.
Anthony,
which is running off tackle and wide.
There's no way Jonathan Gannon decides to run two deep safeties in this game against Tennessee.
Well, you would think not,
I'm
John.
So certain.
Has he broken character yet?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think. And I do think he's smart, and I do think, you know, there's reason why there is a lot of people with a very high opinion of Jonathan Gannon out there. I thought it was extremely telling today when we talked to Sheil. I have so much respect for Sheil because of the work that he puts in. He brought up the point that his biggest worry about this team is whether we can schematically match what great offenses do.
Sure.
And he brought up like the Kyle Shanahan approach, where a team capitalizes on your smallest weakness and they just pry it open.
Yeah.
He's basically saying he doesn't know that Gannon
that's what
is
he's
that
saying.
Complex, that he is that ahead of the curve.
Well,
that's a big deal.
So
to me.
I'll say this. We know Gannon's smart. You hear him talk. You can hear intelligence. But far more important, I believe, for a coach when it comes to scheme and feel and how to do it than intelligence is instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Like Albert Einstein would probably not be a good defensive coordinator. Can't get any smarter than Albert Einstein. I'm just saying, like, it's about instincts. So, Anthony, go ahead, pal.
Here's why I said this, John. You're missing two defensive back starters now. You can't be so scared of those guys getting beat now that this is the problems he has with the way he is. And us being I told you last week when I called it, we're the worst tackling team by Pro Football Focus. If you force those guys to tackle on the outside, I think we could have a real problem here.
You know, I don't think Reed Blankenship is a bad tackler. I kind of like the way he throws himself around. He will be, this weekend.
But, Anthony, you're talking about Bradbury, right?
He might have gotten better at tackling with the injuries that
maybe, but worse at pass coverage.
Definitely.
Yeah, Bradbury's play.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do remember there was a big run early in a game. It was either last game or the prior one where Bradbury – I think missed the dude. I'm forgetting which game. But anyway, Anthony, give me an answer, man. What's the thrill?
Well, Joe, when I get up in the morning and I turn my radio on and the dulcet tones of your voice.
Oh, man. Anthony, I'm voting for you today, Anthony.
Oh, no,
I'm not voting for you. That's not – so I now have to write it down and then cross it out? My voice. All right. I like that. 215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 12:45 today. Heavy on the phones coming up next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.